Arima World Championship Round 7 game between Adnak and Rabbits. We're now into the first round of the finals, and we're down to only 8 players. This game is brought to you by our sponsors, iggamecenter.com, where you can play from over 100 modern and classic abstract strategy games, including Arima. Also, Z-Man Games, the official publisher of the Arima board game, now available in hundreds of specialty game stores worldwide. Also, WYPS, a clever word game played on a triangular board with hexagonal spaces. You can find it at wyps.info. And littlegolem.net, a turn-based strategy game website. Our commentator today is Jean Daligault from France. He is a 3-time Arima World Champion and contending again this year for the championship. I'll turn it over to Jean.
Hey, thank you, Omar. So hello everyone, and welcome to this game. That should be a pretty exciting game, maybe a priori the most exciting games of this first round of the finals. So we have Greg Mine, aka Adnak, who will be playing gold, as Omar said, and Gregory Clark, aka Rabbits, playing silver. And Adnak finished fourth in the preliminaries, and Rabbits was seeded fifth. So theoretically, that should be the closest matchup in this first round. And also, well, these two guys have a good shot at winning it all in the end. Adnak has finished on the podium several times, and he has actually, well, he was very close to win the World Championship in his first year, if I recall correctly. I think he won the final, he lost the final game against Robinson, and that was a very, very close game. So he could certainly win it this year. And Rabbits is quite unknown, but he's been playing just terrific during the preliminaries. He's won 4 games, but, well, maybe that was the most impressive player of all. So if I had to put my money on one for winning the title in the end, maybe I would put it on Rabbits. He's a new player, but he's playing really well, so I suppose he can only play better and better as well the tournament progresses. He's lost to Fritz Line, but almost won the game. That was really a very impressive game by Rabbits, who just missed some opportunity to conclude with a strong goal attack and a winning goal combination. And he's beaten Adnak already. He was the only player who defeated Adnak during the preliminaries. So this is a rematch and a chance for Adnak to make it for the original loss. So the game has begun apparently. I think Adnak is going to set up. So well, Adnak might be the most aggressive player in the opening. Maybe the first top player or one of the first top players experiment with camel attacks, with whole army advance on one wing several years ago already. So we probably expect Adnak to advance pieces quicker than Rabbits and to attack quickly in the opening. But Rabbits is not that much a defensive player. I think he can counterattack if he sees a good opportunity. So, well, I don't see the moves right now, but I can hear the sounds. I wonder if I'm...
Yeah, basically both players are at the table, so that ringing sound we heard is basically the sound of a player entering the table.
Oh, okay, thanks. So, yeah, they are not setting up already. Yeah, so yeah, we should probably expect that an act to advance more quickly than rabbits and get some attack going first. But that shouldn't be a one-sided game. We can expect rabbits to counterattack whenever he has a good opportunity. So probably from Adanac we'll get a more or less balanced setup, I suppose. So here is me being wrong for the first time and not for the last time. So Adanac uses an EHH setup with an elephant and two horses on the eastern wing, and he has the camel in the west. It's kind of unusual for an EHH setup, because he has a horse on E1, right behind the elephant. So I suppose he's not going to commit to an EHH attack, but rather, I suppose, trying to keep some flexibility with a horse in the center. That's rather strange. Usually you want your horses along the G file and H file to be able to threaten and force a deadlock, hopefully, in the east, so that the camel can be the strongest piece in the west, and then use the camel to attack along the B file. So Rabbits has used an EHH setup of his own, and he's done the opposite setup. So his two horses are facing Gold's camel, and his own camel is facing Gold's horses. That's a rather unusual game. I don't recall many opposite EHH setups like that. So I suppose both players are going to try to attack at the same time in a different wing. So that should be a very, very exciting opening. So Rabbit is advancing his horses on move 2S. He might be envisioning to attack with an elephant and two horses in the west, even though Gold has a camel here. Still, that would be a rather good result for Silver if he can force Gold's elephant to defend in the west. So he would tie both his opponent's elephant and camel, and hopefully profit from his strong camel in the east on the other wing. So I don't know whether Adanac is going to try to attack first on Rabbit's camel wing. Oh, so actually on move 3G, Adanac is using his flexibility thanks to his central horse. He's just relocating a horse on the western wing. That's very interesting. So he knows Silver's camel is really committed to stay in the east. If Silver could teleport his camel, say on C6 for instance, that would be very bad, because Gold could have, well, a horse which would be very, very strong in the east and completely unmatched. So it's very interesting for Gold to have a horse in the west. And so on move 4G, Adanac relocates his horse along the A file on A3. So I suppose he's aim is to, well, transpose into a more usual game. So usually Gold's horse would rather start on B2 and Gold's camel on D2, but I suppose Gold has just lost a few steps compared to the usual balanced, say, 99 of 9 setup, because he has had to move his horse from E1 all the way to E3, so he has lost some time, and now, well, we are in a very, very usual situation, where Gold is going to try to get something in the west with his stronger pieces, and hopefully avoid Silver's camel from being too much of a pain in the east, along the G-file especially. So all in all, I would say that Silver maybe has a slight advantage, because he has had more time than usual, possibly, but that's a very common position. So Rabbit is thinking a lot for a very long time on move 4s. So I suppose he doesn't want to advance the camel right now because Gold's elephant is on e5. So Gold's elephant could pull the camel. So maybe he can advance his h7 dog and advance something in the west, on this EHH wing. So he could probably advance a horse to a5, for instance, and maybe advance rabbits behind his horses. But apparently he's not too fond of that, and he's thinking a lot. He's dipping into his reserve already.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising for a player to think this long in the beginning. So he thought like for two and a half minutes there already. What did you think of this move, Jean?
Well, I wasn't expecting this move. So I'm sometimes doing that, just thinking for a long time during the opening. I'm not sure whether it's a good idea or not, but there's something into it anyway, because you know probably it's better to lose some time and spend some time and have a smaller reserve, but not suffer disadvantage early. It's very hard to recover from an early disadvantage, and that's costly also in terms of time. So possibly it's worth it if you don't see any good move to just think longer and try to come up with something interesting. But well, this move 4s is very strange, just pushing into d2 with a horse. I suppose he's going to pull a rabbit. That's the only follow-up which makes sense. And apparently Adanac just doesn't care, because Adanac doesn't move this e1 rabbit. He's just blockading the b2 square to avoid Silver's elephant from catching his camel from behind and pushing it up the b-file. So now Silver will probably pull a rabbit twice to d3. I don't think it's such a problem for Gold. Usually it's very bad to suffer a rabbit pull in the center. Oh, but I'm sorry, he couldn't. There was an f7 capture. So Silver pulled the rabbit once and covered f7 and advanced his h7 dog on move 5s. But anyway, I suppose Gold will try to advance on the west anyway, in the west. So I don't think Adanac is really unhappy about this rabbit pull. He's just going to advance anyway, so that's not really a problem.
So in this game, players have a little bit longer time to think now. We have, like in the preliminaries, they had only 60 seconds to think, and now they have 90 seconds per move, plus they can think for up to 5 minutes instead of 4 minutes maximum turn time. So we'll probably be seeing slower moves here now in this game.
Yeah, that's a little bit more time to think. So on move 6g, Adanac didn't advance in the west, but rather in the east. So he's going to try this elephant plus dog plus horse attack against Silver's camel that I was mentioning for Silver. So with reverse positions at the beginning. So he's threatening capture on f6 right now. And if Silver just advances his camel on g6, for instance, then either Gold Dog can push into f7 and get a strong attack going. Well, a strong attack, an interesting attack. Or just push this camel through the f6 trap to g5. So on move 6s, Rabbits prevented this push through f6 maneuver by moving a dog to f6 to defend the trap without the help of the elephant. So now Gold cannot do too much about it. He cannot proceed with the attack very easily. I think on move 6g he could have flipped the camel to e5. That would have been interesting. So 7g, Adanac is flipping the dog to d6. That's interesting. Now there is only a camel in the east for silver. So on move 7s we are expecting rabbit to move his dog to f5 with the help of the elephants to unfreeze the dog on e5. So rabbit is going to be able to defend the f6 trap without moving his elephants too much closer, so his elephant can stay in the center to still be within reach of gold's camel and of the b-file, and help the dog cover the f6 trap. But that's very interesting that Adanac is trying to attack against silver's camel. I tried to do that last year in the World Championships, but it didn't turn too well. So I don't know how sound this kind of attack is, but that's really interesting.
So what do you think might be the immediate move here for gold? Or I'm sorry, it's silver's turn. Yeah, for silver, I mean.
Yeah, so I'm expecting the d6 dog to move to f5 with an elephant step to e4 to unfreeze this dog on e5. And well, then gold, it's not easy for gold to proceed with the attack. He could just use what I would like to call a pull and occupy maneuver on the f5 dog. Oh no, he couldn't, sorry. So gold's f4 dog would be frozen. So gold just wouldn't be able to proceed with the attack along the f file. So he could advance actually on the h file. If silver moves a dog to f5, then gold can envision just advancing a rabbit to h4 or maybe even to h5 and advance rabbits up the h file and try to get some space advantage. So it's kind of weird to advance rabbits in front of the enemy camel, but as he's more or less committed to attacking, well, he's not committed, but he's trying to attack on this wing, so having advanced rabbits will help a lot. And silver has just few pieces in the east, so facing a rabbit's advance is not an easy thing to meet. When you don't have many pieces to just put in front of the rabbit.
Well, you predicted that one right, except, I think this is how you predicted the elephant would be stepping over.
Yeah, that was the most logical move. Rabbit has used 3 minutes to make this move. So he has, well, still 5 minutes of reserve, but I think Adanac has a rather large reserve right now, so that could be an advantage if it turns into a fight very quickly. So I'm not sure about this rabbit advance up the H file, but I don't see too much follow-up, really.
We usually didn't see too many games with players advancing dogs so forward before. So this is kind of a new type of position that I'm seeing here.
Yes, so actually it's usually you don't see that because usually players have one horse on each wing, so it makes no sense to advance a dog when you're confronted to a horse. But when you're just confronted to the enemy camel and you want to attack anyway against the camel, then actually a dog is not stronger than a horse, I mean with respect to the camel, so it makes a lot of sense to act with elephant plus dog. I think I tried that against Fritzline last year, but he beat me. I think that was in the preliminaries, but he just completely beat me in the opening, and that didn't work. But I think that's an interesting plan. And here on move 8g, Adanac is not doing too much here. I really like this rabbit advance, but I know I'm the player who probably likes to advance his rabbits the most, maybe. But I think advancing rabbits was something to consider. So he's moving a cat to e3 and relocating his central rabbit to f2 to avoid a rabbit pool, I suppose. So his elephant is committed to remain on e5 or very close to the center to avoid silver, to prevent silver from flipping a piece on e5. And silver's elephant is, well, more or less tied to this e and f files as well, because his dog would be in trouble. So for the moment, it looks like Adenak might manage to force the elephants to stay in the east, to stay on Silver's camel wing, which is his aim, I suppose. So maybe Silver could just withdraw his dog with three steps, advancing with the camel, withdrawing the dog and withdrawing the camel, and then moving his elephants towards the west, towards the gold camel, to try to pull the camel or to pull something on this wing. But really, that's not easy. It looks like the elephants are more likely to stay around f5, f4, e5, e4.
I guess there could even be a potential for like maybe a dog trade if rabbits were to want to try to do that. Like if rabbits was to, push that gold dog back over to g5 with the elephant, that could potentially lead to a dog trade, I guess. Do you see that happening, or is that not a good line?
Well, I think rabbits has a better move. He can advance his camel south, and oh, he missed it. So he could have withdrawn his dog to f6 and pushed the f4 dog to f5. So he would have ended up with a dog on f6, a camel on g5, an elephant on f4, and gold's dog on f5. And I think, well, gold would have not been able to prevent a dog frame. So I think that was a blunder by Adenak, just allowing his dog to be pushed into a basket on f5 with a better move 8s, unless I'm missing something. And here rabbits has just declined to make that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. He could have stepped the camel up, unfrozen the silver dog, brought it back into f6, and then used the other two steps to push the gold dog towards f6.
Yeah, so yeah, that would have been a hostage basket, and gold could not have moved his dog away, so he could just have advance his elephant to e6, and then silver would have frozen the dog on f6 on next move, and that would have been just great, because it was his camel wing, and that's really great, a frame on your camel wing, because you can hold the frame no matter what. The camel will make the frame safe, so it would have been, well, maybe not easy, but very, very doable to rotate the elephant out of the frame and hold a very strong frame, and that would have been a big advantage for Silver, I think. So instead, Silver has withdrawn his pieces, and Gold is, well, relocating his pieces towards the west. He's got a dog on h4, which is kind of weird, and he's probably still trying to attack around f6.
So the position was almost about to sort of maybe get locked up, but the player sort of broke away again, and so it's becoming a little bit more sort of retreat and try something else kind of a approach now.
So maybe Adenak is considering to pull the silver dog to h5 with his elephant, so that would be some kind of basket as well. The dog could not move away, and Gold would threaten to just flip the dog to g4 and then hostage it with a horse, for instance, or even frame it if Silver was not careful. I don't know if that can work or not. It's not a great idea to try to get a hostage or a frame on the opponent's camel wing, because the opponent will be able to just break the frame or break the hostage usually. So Adenak doesn't try that. He's still trying to attack C6 with an elephant and a...
His elephant is kind of really far on the east there, right? You usually don't want to put elephants in a position like that. Is that right?
Yes, definitely so. That's kind of awkward. But actually, that's the only way if you're really attacking against the enemy camel and try to attack anyway. At some point, you have to get three key squares around the F6 trap. And Silver can hold the F7 square no matter what, usually. And if he can hold the G6 square with his camel, then you cannot do anything. So you have to commit your elephant to G6 and then try to get pieces on F5 and maybe E6. But that's worse if Silver's elephant is very far away and just cannot help. But here Silver's elephant can help. It's very close to the action. So I don't expect this elephant's advance to G6 to work well. I don't see a way for Silver to exploit it right now, but at least Gold should lose some time, I suppose.
So does Rabbits have enough time to be able to do something else with his elephant on the west? Well, he made a move, so I guess that answers that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have no idea. I really have no idea. He didn't have time to pull a piece because he had to defend F6. I was wondering whether he could try to pull a piece in the center, maybe push the F4 dog to F5, and then try to push it sideways towards E5, D5, and then towards C6. I think that would have been tough to meet. I'm not sure. But he decided to relocate his elephant towards Gold's camel and try to bring a horse to help around F6. And on move 11G, Gold has just pushed the horse away, so forced the two silver horses to remain on the west to be confronted to Gold's camel. But I don't think Gold is making progress. Silver could just move his dog to F6 again, like he did on a previous move, and advance his camel to G6 maybe. And that would be about the same pattern as we saw a few moves ago, after move 6S, I think.
So Rabbits on this turn has to defend F6, and Jean suggests that the dog should move into F6 and the camel step up to G6. What about the fourth step, Jean? Any suggestions there?
The fourth step
to move the elephant to the across from the camel. What do you think of that?
Well, I was wondering whether instead of playing this dog to F6 move, whether he could have just moved his elephant to E5 and try to hostage the dog or frame the dog on F5. I think that would have been interesting. But instead he just defended. Well, that's very hard for Gold to proceed with the attack. There is really not much. As long as Silver's elephant is able to help, it's very hard for Gold to attack in front of the enemy camel. So here, on move 12G, Gold has to step east with his camel to put his camel into C3. And then I'm not too sure how to proceed. He could just withdraw his dog and push the silver horse, the D6 horse, to D5 and try to threaten it, but well, Silver would probably, well, I don't know. Silver could just
unfreeze it and move it back to c5. I don't think silver could, or maybe try to unfreeze it with the elephant and advance the horse to f5. So I'm not really sure. I don't think gold has a consistent plan unless he's willing to advance rabbits along the h-file. I think things do not work well for gold because he doesn't have a space advantage. If he's willing to advance on this wing, then maybe just move away with his camel and move the camel to c3, and maybe advance a rabbit to h4, maybe followed up by a rabbit on f5, on h2, sorry. And also I wanted to say that maybe attacking with elephant and horse would have been better than attacking with elephant and dog, because gold's dog cannot do anything against silver's f6 dog. But if the f5 piece was a horse, then silver could just flip the dog to f4 with his f5 horse. So, well, maybe a long planned, maybe possible plan for gold would be to replace the dog with a horse, and possibly advance rabbits as well along the h-file and try really to go all out and commit to an attack on this wing.
So Adnak on move here. He's been thinking for a while. He still has, on this turn he has about a minute 30 seconds left to make his move. He had about 7 minutes in reserve starting this turn. Rabbits has about 5 minutes in reserve. And we have a move now from Adnak.
Yeah, so maybe he didn't want to commit to the f6 attack because silver could have just and could still pull the a3 horse into a4 to try to threaten this horse into c6. So gold has to remain flexible and has to envision that he might have to cover c6 with his elephant, so he cannot commit to an all-out attack as I was proposing before, I suppose. So he's just pushing into d6 with his elephant, and I'm not sure what will be the follow-up. So for silver on move 12s, the logical thing would be to pull the horse into a4 and step aside with the c6 horse into b6, and then envision flipping the a4 horse into b5 or pulling the horse into b5 and try to get to tie gold's elephants down to c6 defense. That would be the logical plan for silver.
What about the possibility of using the silver elephant to pull the gold camel out towards c4? Do you think that would not be a good line?
Well, I think that would be kind of neutral, because gold could just unfreeze the camel and move it back to c3. So, like, silver would lose 3 steps, and then gold would lose 3 steps or 4 steps, depending on how he plays. Maybe more steps if he... Well, but that would be kind of neutral. Really, that can be undone. So, yeah, but maybe silver cannot just pull this horse on a4. Because gold could just flip the d7 cat into d5, and even if silver manages to get a horse frame or a horse hostage or something, that wouldn't be worth it if gold could just pull this cat to the third line and probably capture it. That's really bad to get a hostage in the opening or a dog hostage, because all enemy pieces can deal with the cat, so that's really easy to hostage a piece like a cat. So silver has to, if gold flips the cat to d5, then silver will have to unfreeze the cat and move it back to withdraw it to c6. So silver cannot really commit his elephants to a long-term plan.
So probably safer to pull the horse on the A file, I guess, especially since that move can't be undone. So rabbit's here also thinking for a while, thought for 3.5 minutes there, and finally made a move. So this is quite unexpected. Is that horse on c6 a blunder there, or what do you think here, Sean?
Well, he's threatening capture into c3.
Ah, I see. So the camel is also a threat, right?
Yeah, while you were talking, I was thinking, oh, that's a blunder, that's a horse blunder. But yeah, I realized just when it was my turn to talk that, no, okay, that's not a blunder. So no, I think no capture. So gold could capture by pushing into c7, and then silver would capture probably with the elephant ending up on d3, and then gold would capture a dog on c6 and threaten a horse. So actually maybe he can capture, I don't know. So he would capture a horse first, then silver would capture a camel, then gold would capture a dog, so that would be kind of camel for horse and dog. So I would say horse and dog might be slightly better. And then a horse would be threatened, so it's not too clear, but maybe that could have been interesting for gold. But Adenak did not try that, and probably did not even consider it for too long, because he played rather quickly. So both players are they don't have a clear plan. They are just testing each other, but no one is willing to commit to an all-out attack, and things are pretty balanced right now. It's true that it's very hard to attack against the enemy camel. So usually as gold, I'm just trying to attack in the west with my camel, a horse, and an elephant, and I'm willing to give up a camel hostage if I can find a safe time to give up a hostage. But well, that cost me a lot against rabbit in the preliminaries. So it's kind of a double-edged plan. Adenak apparently is not going for it, and I don't know how any player is going to make any kind of progress here.
Okay, we had silver's 13s move, and still the game is no captures yet, and still fairly open. Gold now has a dog out hanging a little bit, but that could be retreated, I think. Overall, what do you think of the positions that the two players have achieved so far, Jean? Do you prefer gold's position or silver's position? What do you think?
Well, I really have no idea. Maybe on 14G, though, gold can just ignore the dog threat and advance his horse to b6. So that would take 3 steps plus 4 steps with the camel to unfreeze the horse. So he can advance the horse to b6 with 4 steps. And the horse cannot be captured right now. And silver could not push the dog into d6. So silver could not push the dog twice because his horse would be hanging on c6. So I think that would be an interesting horse attack for gold. Usually when you're facing an EHH setup, if you can infiltrate a horse between or behind the two enemy horses, that's really great, because there is no piece that can deal with the horse. There is no camel to threaten an advanced horse, an advanced gold horse in the west. So unless silver has strong frame threats, Or maybe just maybe silver would try to pull back the horse, I don't know. But maybe advancing into b6 is a very, very interesting move for gold. And he plays it.
Yeah, so that's one of those key squares that when you're trying to launch a attack that you want to get one of your pieces on. And looks like Adnak has managed to get a horse there. So is this going to cause the silver elephant to have to react now?
Yes, indeed. That b6 is the most important of the key squares. So silver cannot envision to move his camel to the west to try to attack this horse, because it would leave the eastern wing way too depleted and way too weak. So indeed he has to use his elephants to try to deal with this horse. I'm not sure how he can do that though. So he could try to pull the horse back to b5 with the elephant swing up on b4, so that would take 4 steps. And so instead he's trying to that's not really a frame threat, but rather he's trying probably to retake the b6 square. So we can imagine that gold might move his elephant to e6, to d6, sorry, to cover the c6 trap, and then silver could just use a pull and occupy maneuver by pulling the horse with his elephant and immediately occupying b6 with his horse. And I don't see how gold can prevent that.
So on gold's 15g move, gold horse is threatened to be captured in c6. And perhaps the gold elephant will need to come over to that side immediately right now to keep things safe. Do you see the gold elephant going to like maybe d6, or where do you think how do you think gold is going to respond to this?
Well, I think there are 3 choices for gold. He can move his elephant to c5. He can move his elephant to c5. That would be interesting. I don't think silver could frame. So move the elephant to c5 and pull the horse. So the second way was to move into d6 as he just played on move 15g, but he could have pushed the horse into c6. I think that would have been very interesting to push silver's horse into c6. I don't think silver would have been able to efficiently frame the horse. I think the frame wouldn't have worked. So he chose the third way, pushing silver's horse to e6. But now the problem is that silver can just use this kind of push and occupy rather than pull and occupy maneuver to retake the b6 square. Actually, that's much better than... So I was expecting silver to pull the horse to b5 and occupy b6 with the horse, but that's much better because gold's horse would have been able to reach a6, and that would have been great to infiltrate the horse to a6. That would have been fine for gold. But here, gold's horse on move 16g cannot reach a6. It has to go out of the trap, and it cannot go to b5 because gold's elephant is there. So gold has to retreat his pieces right now and retreat a horse all the way to c4, I think.
And Ravitz made that move very fast, in only 9 seconds, and has built his reserve up to about 4 minutes and 24 seconds. And yeah, I think you're right, Hirjan. I think that horse needs to just retreat back now, otherwise it's at threat of being framed. But it pulls out a dog. What do you think about that possibility?
Well, it's kind of strange because I think this dog was rather happy to be in the West, in the non-camel wing, on the non-camel wing. And now Silver will probably withdraw dog and move his elephant to C5. And this horse will be further away from A6. So I think the horse would have been happy on A6, but now he's moving away from there. I was expecting the horse to move to C4 and then try to advance along the A file. So now the setups are more balanced. Even though Gold has unbalanced a bit his army by moving a second horse in the center, but before that Rabbits had managed to, well, I don't know if he managed or if he was forced to bring a horse to the east. So both players kind of have one horse on one wing, the camel on the other wing, and one horse in the center. So not much is happening, but we might see a game which will be more old-fashioned, with just kind of symmetrical setups, and players attacking with elephant plus horse, and maybe with a camel in support.
Yeah, so we're on move 16S, and no captures yet, and the position hasn't gotten too congested or locked up yet. As Sean was saying, it's kind of like an old-fashioned game where players play sort of an open game. We just had our move from Rabbits. Moved the dog, moved the elephant south, and moved a rabbit on the H file. So what do you think the plan is here, John?
I'm not too sure. I like the rabbit advance because this H file was a bit depleted for Silver, so that I was advocating maybe advancing rabbits up the H file for Gold. To take profit from that, so I think it's reasonable to advance a rabbit to H7. That's still not really advanced. So now Gold has to withdraw his dog, or at least prevent the dog frame on move 17G. Instinctively, I was looking at advancing the horse to B5 and moving the elephant to C5 with the last two steps. So that would prepare an elephant plus horse attack with an elephant on C5, a horse on A6 to try to use a pull and occupy maneuver on the B6 horse. But I don't think that works because Silver could just push this C4 dog into D5 and the dog would not be able to retreat, or at least not completely because of the E6 horse. So Silver has a horse on E6, and that would freeze Gold's dog pass towards F3, towards safety. So Gold has to make a defensive move here and probably withdraw the dog to... Wow, so he's not doing that at all. So Silver can just frame the dog on C6 right now on move 17S. Apparently Adenak doesn't mind. He's planning to break the frame with his camel by just advancing rabbits to A5 and maybe even A6 A5, or either A5 A4 or maybe A6 A5, and then break the frame with his camel. Well, no, probably on A5. But still I don't like it. Because even if he can, so if it were a horse frame on C6, then Gold could probably break the frame with his camel and even profit from it maybe. Here with a dog, even if Gold can break the frame, then the dog is still confronted to a horse. So I think it's a viable option for Rabbits to frame that dog right now.
Interesting. Yeah, it looks like Adenak has just declined to do anything about the possibility of that dog frame and is now daring rabbits to go ahead and frame the dog. And Jean liked the possibility of the dog getting framed, and rabbits has gone ahead and done that. So how do you think things will proceed now? We're getting into a bit more of a locked up situation here.
Well, Adanak is going to try to push into B6 with his camel, I think. So he cannot do that on this move. But I think he will be trying to do it on next move. Although I'm a bit worried. So if he advances a camel to B4 and a rabbit to A5, for instance, to prepare pushing into B6 with his camel, then maybe Silver can just pull this rabbit to A6 and block it with a rabbit on A7 of his own, and then Silver would not be able to push into B6 because this square would be blockaded. And Gold would not be able to use the pull and occupy maneuver on the B6 horse either, because he has a dog, so not a strong enough piece to replace Silver's horse on B6. So even if Gold's camel pulls the Silver's horse to B5, then the C6 dog is free, but it can just go to B6, and Silver can just re-establish the frame right there. So really that's a good frame for Silver, because even breaking the frame for Gold would not help anything. I mean, the dog would not be threatening because it would still be confronted with a bad enemy. So here on move 18S, we are looking at using 3 steps for Silver to push the A5 rabbit to A6 and then advance the A8 rabbit to A7 with the 4 step. So that would blockade the A6 square. The B6 square, and the Gold's camel would not be able to push into B6 any time in the game.
Rabbit's here on move, just used up his 90 seconds of move time, and dipping into reserve. Let's see how much time he has in reserve. He has about almost 4 minutes of reserve time. Adnak has about 5.5 minutes in reserve. So we've got a locked up situation here with the gold dog being framed on C6. And now gold is looking at the possibility of breaking into that area with the camel.
Yes, indeed. And actually, Silver could also advance a rabbit, so the A8 rabbit, all the way to A6. That would blockade the B6 square as well, and that would be annoying as well. So it seems that Gold's elephant is going to be tied up to C6 for a really long time. So I think we should try to see how long it would be for Silver to attack around F3 with a camel, a horse, and a dog, and really that would be a super quick attack. It's really great for Silver that he has this E6 horse, because this horse is ready to advance to E3, and I don't understand this move. Rabbits is just releasing the dog frame. I think Silver was in a great position by just maybe using 2 steps to advance a rabbit to A6, and then using 2 steps to attack towards F3, and that would have taken like 4 steps for Silver's camel to push into G3, and then 2 steps for Silver's dog to move to F4, and then 3 steps for Silver's horse maybe to advance to E3 if he had an opportunity. So within like a couple of moves, Silver would have had a quick attack against F3, and Gold's elephant would not have been able to do anything against that. So either silver would have been, probably gold would have been forced to defend f3 with his camel, but that would have been terrible because it means the c6 frame would have held very easily, and so either gold would have tried to break the frame anyway with the camel, but that would have been really, really long, or gold would have defended f3 with the camel, and then silver would just have rotated the elephant out of c5, and I think, well, the game would not have been won already, but would have been really, really good for silver.
And surprisingly, silver has moved the elephant away, letting the frame open, and the dog can now retreat back quite a bit, and he does.
Yeah, if I were Adenak, I would be really happy about being able to play this knight in g move, just running away with the dog. That must feel good.
What might have been the reason for Ravitz to just move that elephant to the b file? Was he just trying to keep the camel away from that horse?
Yes, definitely so. I think he was avoiding the camel attack, but really, he could have just blockaded the b6 square using a piece on a6, and he had already a piece on b7, and c6 was occupied by Gold's dog. So I think he didn't. He wanted to stop this camel attack. Actually, it was stopped already. There was nothing to be done. Even if Gold had first advanced his camel to b4. To hopefully use four steps to pull Silver's horse to b4, that wouldn't have been bad for Silver. Silver could, at worst, just push into c4 with the elephant and withdraw his horse. So that would have released the frame, but Silver would not have lost anything. I mean, just at worst, release the frame after Gold spent a lot of time to try to break this frame. So Silver would have had a great opportunity to attack around f3. So now things are more or less even again. Silver is threatening a horse frame on move 19s.
And silver also has advanced the camel a little bit on the east. Do you like that advance there, Jean, or you think that's not a good position for the camel right now?
Oh, I definitely like that. So as long as Gold's elephant is too far away to push the camel to g4, that was a safe square for Silver. And well, Gold was more or less and is more or less committed to cover the c6 square with his elephant. Because Silver can really threaten many things into c6, maybe a rabbit, so the a5 rabbit or the d4 dog. I don't think Gold's elephant is going to be able to threaten the Silver's camel. So here he's threatening a horse. That's interesting.
So Silver's move now. We're on move 20s. So the position, although we don't have any lockup yet, there has been some friction, and things are starting to get gelled a bit. The rabbits on the west have gotten face to face, and things are starting to happen in the center and in the east with the camel advancing. Here we have silver to move. One possibility that kind of seems obvious to me is for the silver elephant to push the dog towards the silver side, but silver has pushed it more towards the east. What did you think about that prospect there, Jean?
Well, I suppose he didn't want gold to push his horse all the way to e3. So if he had, the dog to... Yeah, definitely. So it's not really threatening the horse, but rather just threatening the dog, I mean, but just using it as a blocker. So actually on move, I was looking again at move 19s for silver. I think silver could have just pulled the a5 rabbits into b5 and occupied a5 with his own rabbit, and that would have blocked up things quite well. So the western wing would, I mean, Gold's camel would not have been able to really penetrate into the western wing anymore, and silver would have threatened to capture or maybe frame, but probably not, this rabbit into c6. I think that would have been good. So now on move 21g, Gold is threatening a capture on f3, and well, that's not really forcing. So Gold is forcing Silver's horse to relocate on the east. But I don't think it's a bad thing for Silver. So here Silver can, I mean, so probably Silver will push into e4. I suppose pushing the dog north, so pushing the dog up to e5, and unfreeze the horse and the horse to g4. That would be three steps, and I don't know about the fourth step. So Gold could withdraw the dog to c3, for example, but whenever Silver has some free time, some free move to play, Silver can just pull the a5 rabbit again to b5 and block a5 with his own rabbit, and that would be a good way to put an enemy rabbit in the way of the camel. So not only that would be a material threat, more or less forcing Gold's elephants to cover the c6 trap, but also that would prevent Gold's camel from moving up the b-file. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, I was looking at the predictions here, and we have six predictions for Adnak winning in average of 45 moves, and two for Rabbits in 43 moves. So people are expecting this game to go into about the mid-40s. And Adnak is the favored based on the predictions. So we had a move here, and what do you think about that, John?
Well, I wonder why he didn't push the dog to e5. That would have threatened the dog, so at least Gold would have had to use some time to defend the dog. So here... Here Gold has some free steps. So I think we really have to play forcing moves. Gold cannot afford Silver to have a free 4-step move and use this pull and occupy maneuver on b5, pulling a rabbit on b5. That would be bad for Gold, I think. So he has to at least force one step. Force his elephants to answer, his opponents to answer at least one step, like threaten a piece or something. So Silver is kind of ready to attack in the east with a horse. That's probably not going to be doable because the focus is more along the B file. Because Gold has advanced rabbits along the A file and a camel on the B file. So there is the focus right now on the B file. And the question is whether Gold will be able to force Silver's elephant away from the B file and then attack with his camel, or if Silver will be able to pull a rabbit to B5 and block things blockade things a little bit and force gold's elephant to cover c6. So one way would be to flip the f6 dog into f4.
What about the possibility of the camel attacking, the gold camel attacking on the west, perhaps maybe pulling the horse?
Yes, I think rabbit, I mean, Adanac is definitely looking at that. But I think gold would be happier to first force silver's elephant to move a little bit further away from the b-file and then attack with the camel. So I think, so I was expecting more a move like this move, 22g. So either he could have flipped the dog to f4. Here he's threatening a horse into f3. So he's trying to, well, I mean, silver can just undo this move with three steps, unfreezing his horse and maybe withdrawing his camel from g6. And maybe moving his elephants back to e4 where it started. But gold is definitely trying to tie up a little bit silver's elephant and then attack with the camel. I don't think this will work, by the way, in the long run.
So you don't think this position is going to get locked up here on the east now? Should be just able to retreat the horse and continue on, huh?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird because silver doesn't really want to attack around f3 with elephant plus horse because he has to focus on the b-file. So I don't know, it's going to be I don't know who's going to win this kind of an important fight to just force the elephant away or not before attacking along the b-file. But the problem is that gold has to make a forcing move with every move. He cannot afford silver to play four steps and pull his a5 rabbit to b5 and occupy a5 with his own rabbit. So here he could do that, but on next move, I already don't really see how to proceed. So possibly on next move, Adanac will just, well, maybe pull this horse to b5, as you mentioned, Omar.
Are you looking at, like we're waiting for 22s?
Yep. So, okay. Yeah, so I suppose silver will just unfreeze the horse, move it to h4, probably retreat his camel to avoid the camel, to prevent the camel from being flipped to g4. Oh no, he doesn't even do that. So he doesn't prevent the camel flip g4. That's a little bit surprising. Instead, he's advancing a rabbit on h6. So right now, gold could flip the camel to g4. Usually, I wouldn't like this move too much, but here, as gold has some good attacking perspectives along the b-file. That would be really okay, I think, for gold to force all strong silver pieces to remain close to f3 and then attack with his camel when things get locked up around f3.
So on 23g, rabbits is during Adanac to go ahead and flip the camel. Perhaps Rabbit wants to try elephant or horse attack with his horse already advanced a little bit on the east there. And he did move a rabbit up on the h-file on that last move. So looks like he wants to perhaps start swarming on that side as well. So this could develop to a game where both players are attacking diagonally opposite traps. Do you see something like that perhaps building here, Jean?
Yeah, I completely agree. So If gold flips this camel, maybe silver could just withdraw the camel. That would be a little bit awkward, but who knows. So instead, Adanac did not flip the camel, and he just pulled the dog to f5. So I'm not sure. Maybe silver can just push gold's camel into b5 right now, ignore the dog threat. So obviously silver's camel could retreat, but there is no good square to retreat the camel. The camel could not retreat to c3, because it would be hanging, or it would take 5 steps to retreat the camel to c3. So probably gold would be forced to cover the c6 trap with his elephant, like moving the elephant to c5, for example. But that would let silver attack around f3 with a camel and a horse. So maybe pushing the camel up here on move... Oh, but I'm sorry, that's... So on move 23s, maybe pushing the camel up to b5 would be interesting for silver. So rabbits has only 1 minute remaining to play this move. I think that's his total reserve. I don't think he has more reserve than that. So both players are getting kind of low, especially rabbit on reserve.
Yeah, that's right. The reserve time is getting low here for rabbits, and is gonna start having to make some at least a few fast moves here to rebuild up that reserve. This hasn't been much of a rabbit pulling game. I've noticed that neither player has pulled a rabbit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we just had a move from silver, and he's gone and started threatening the gold camel.
Yeah, that move makes sense. Oh, that's weird. So gold is relocating his camel towards the center. That's a very strange move, and rabbit is not even thinking about it, but just pushes the camel further away. I was wondering whether rabbits could have advanced his horse to b3. That would have been possible to get some kind of elephant plus horse attack. That would have been weird too, because you usually don't get an attack when you are suffering a space disadvantage like rabbits does in the west. Oh, and now on move 25g, Adanac gets this dog basket, basically the same basket that rabbits missed very early in the game on f5 instead of f4. So Adanac is just forcing a dog frame on. Oh, but that's worse than a dog frame perhaps, because silver could push into e3. So silver could unfreeze the horse and advance the horse to g3 to avoid capture. But that looks really bad. Whoa.
Yes, we may have our first major capture coming here soon. I think maybe rabbits moved a bit too quick. He had moved in only 8 seconds. At least that's what it showed on my clock. And now the dog has gotten into trouble. I guess, as Gene mentioned, the horse can come up to g3 to keep it safe, at least temporarily, but that would end up causing a camel to get framed, I suppose. Or a horse hostage, and perhaps also a dog frame at the same time. Wow.
Yeah, so actually, I wonder if it's not just losing a horse, because silver could frame the horse, as you mentioned, on f3, by moving his dog south to his horse, sorry, south to f2, and frame the horse on f3, and Silver would not be able to push into e3 again with his elephant because of the phalanx or of the blockade here on e3, and so Silver would just lose the horse on next move because the f4 dog would be pulled away or pushed away. So I think that would probably lose a horse instead of a dog, so that would be even worse. And so apparently it doesn't look like Silver has any move to avoid the dog capture, and so instead he threatens a rabbit, which is probably the best thing he could have done. So as you said, moving into 8 seconds with just 8 seconds led to was a blunder actually by rabbits.
Yeah, he was a little bit low in reserve, and he probably did that thinking that it's probably a good thing to get that camel away from the west wing, get it onto the east wing, and moved rather quickly. But Adnak didn't miss the possibility of getting the dog in trouble. So here we're on 26G. Adnak has to decide here if he's going to capture the dog right now, and if he does, he'll probably lose at least a rabbit, so it won't be a free dog, it'll be a dog in exchange for a rabbit.
Yeah, it's not that bad, and actually rabbits, so I was going to say that after Gold captures the dog and plays some other steps maybe with his camel, maybe rabbits could pull the a4 rabbit away with his horse by moving the horse to b3, pulling the a4 rabbit, advancing his own a5 rabbit all the way to a3, and then get a very quick gold attack and an elephant plus horse attack around c3, so that would have been an interesting thing, but actually Gold would just go in a8 on a8 with his b5 rabbit, so that's not an option. I think Gold has to capture the dog right now, but the question is what to do with the camel, because things are a bit clogged up in the east, and I don't see how a good way for Gold to capture the dog and continue threatening the horse with his camel. So hopefully capturing a dog for a rabbit and maybe getting some kind of horse hostage on the next move, but I don't see how he could do that efficiently. And also, well, if it's just a dog for a rabbit, it's not too bad. I would say capturing a dog just in return for a rabbit as an initial trade is good, so that's a small advantage for Gold, but that's not too bad. I mean, two rabbits would be more than a dog, so it's like maybe half a rabbit disadvantage or something like that.
Okay, interesting. And Adnak here, thinking for quite a while, dipping into his reserve, took a little over 3 minutes to make that move, finally deciding to capture the dog and bring his horse over onto the west wing. And Rabbits again makes a quick move and captures the gold rabbit that was threatened, using 11 seconds of move time. So Rabbits now has built up a minute and 23 seconds of reserve. So after the captures here, the position definitely looking a little better for Gold. What do you think here, Sean?
Yeah, I was wondering whether Gold could get this horse hostage, this h4 horse hostage with his camel, but I don't see a way to achieve that. The problem is that the e3 dog can be flipped to e5, So one way to get a horse hostage for sure would be to move the elephant to f4. So here we are on move 27g for gold. So gold could move his elephant down to f4, push the h4 camel down to h3 push the h4 horse to h3. And then the problem is that it takes three steps, and silver would be able, with four steps on the next move, to just move his elephant to g4. So gold cannot leave the g4 square empty, so gold would have to advance to g4 with the horse, with the g3 horse, which is a good move with respect to the hostage. I'm saying trash. Okay, so right now we are looking at 27g moving the elephant to f4, the camel to h4, pushing the horse to h3, and advancing with the horse to g4, and that would threaten capture on next move. So silver would not have been able to flip gold's dog, and I think on the next move gold would have been able to complete the hostage pattern.
So gold here has moved and shifted the elephant a little bit to the west and repositioned the camel, bringing it back into the gold side, but still keeping the horse frozen, although the horse can be easily unfrozen and retreat. What did you think about that move, Nerjan? Is that Should that camel have stayed where it was at, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think Gold had a good move by pushing the horse down to h4 and occupying g4 and f4 with his horse and elephant. Here, well, Silver, I think, will unfreeze the horse and retreat it to h5. I don't see any other possibility, and that's what Rabbit does. So Gold has a slight advantage, like about a half a rabbit, possibly. And actually, this could change in the end game. A rabbit can be worth many many pieces if you get a seventh line rabbit, which is kind of preventing many pieces from moving away and forcing lots of pieces to defend. That can be worth way, way more than a piece. So this can change in the end game. But right now, Gold has some kind of advantage, but I think this was a wrong 27g, and Gold could have gotten a really big advantage by having a reasonably good horse hostage.
So the horse seems to have slipped away here. And Rabbits is now threatening capture of the horse on f4, which Gold should be able to prevent rather easily by unfreezing that horse and retreating it back. And both players would sort of go back to a retreated position. And how do you think things might proceed from there?
I have no idea. So I agree Gold is going to... I don't know. Maybe Gold can just blockade the f4 square by moving the elephant to f5, the dog to e4, the rabbit to f3, and the f1 cat to f2, for example, to cover f3, or maybe the camel to g3 to cover f3. And then Silver could try to break the blockade by flipping the horse to g5, but then Gold would be able to re-establish the blockade with more small pieces moving forward to f4. I think that would have been interesting. Instead, Adanac just advances the horse. That's a very Adanac-ish move, advancing the horse to b5. I think that's a very, very nice move. Well, I would have blockaded the elephant away from the center. I like this horse advance in the vacua, just getting some kind of space advantage. So that was a symmetrical position with rabbits on a5 and a4 facing each other and horses facing each other. And it's not likely that the camels will be able to, well, maybe Silver Camel can just move towards the west, but if that's not the case, then it's very nice to have a horse on b5 to be blockading the opponent's army, and so that have some opportunities to maybe flip a rabbit to b4 if you can capture it later, or maybe pull a rabbit to b5 and advance to a5 with your own rabbits, or things like that. So that's interesting.
I was just about to ask you the possibility of pulling that gold camel up to h4, and rabbits just did that. And
yes,
that
yes.
Mech here moves rather quickly, and in 17 seconds pulls out a rabbit. So what do we have developing here, Jean?
Okay, so Adanac, yeah, just answered very quickly. I thought he could still blockade the f4 square to make this camel hostage worthless, but actually he's trying to capture a rabbit. He doesn't care about the, well, there is not really a camel hostage threat yet, because Silver cannot flip the camel into g5. Because there would be a capture on f6, so it's not really a camel hostage threat yet. So just capturing a rabbit for a very vague camel hostage prospects in the future, that would certainly be worth it. And so that's an interesting move by Adanac.
Do you think rabbits might just bring the elephant over to keep that rabbit on b4 safe, or he can't afford to do that right now?
Yeah, it looks like he would need 4 steps to cover c3 with his elephant, but then gold could just pull silver's horse to h3, or maybe flip silver's camel to f4, so that's not an option, I suppose.
So it looks like Silver may be losing another rabbit here soon then.
Yes, indeed. I don't think Silver has much going against Gold's camel, so it's going to be hard to prevent this rabbit capture. But then Silver could try to capture the A4 rabbit in return, just as Silver's elephant cannot really prevent the rabbit capture, then Gold's elephant definitely not go and cover the c6 trap. So Silver can try to just let his rabbit die and try to pull and capture the a4 rabbit.
So rabbits, after having thought for a little over 2.5 minutes, finds a way to at least temporarily save the rabbit, unfreezing it and shifting it towards the center and getting his camel off of the f6 now. So what do you like this move, Jean?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's at least temporarily saving the rabbit, which is maybe a gain of time. And, well, actually I'm going to be away from the keyboard for a couple minutes, so I'm just going to let you commentate
for a short time. No problem. And so we're on move 30G. It's Gold's turn, and so far we've only had some minor pieces exchanged in the game. Silver has lost a dog in exchange for a rabbit, and looks like now Silver's rabbit could be getting into some trouble here. But Silver is looking at prospects of taking the gold camel hostage, and if he can do that in exchange for a rabbit, that might be actually worth it. But we'll see how things develop here. Silver has only 24 seconds left in reserve, so the next move is going to have to pretty much use only just the 90 seconds move time that he has available. Gold here now, having used up the move time, is dipping into reserve and has about 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in reserve. We have the move from gold, and he decides to push the camel onto f6, preventing it from getting over to the west, and has shifted a rabbit that was on the B file. Okay, rabbit's moving here quickly and deciding to flip that camel over towards the silver side, looking to take it hostage. And Adnak again moving quickly here on 31G, ship advancing a few rabbits and getting his dog in place to capture the silver rabbit that's hanging.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the position changed quite a bit in the couple of minutes that you were away. Both players made a few fast moves.
Yeah, I see. So it looks like Rabbit is going to take this camel hostage. So that was somewhat awkward for Gold not to manage to threaten capture on the previous move. I think Adnak would have liked to move a piece on d3 rather than playing a rabbit step on a1, but he had to defend f3, so he could not play a dog step. And that's a problem, because maybe Silver can try to avoid losing a rabbit and get some kind of camel hostage. I'm not sure whether he can do so, but so maybe moving the horse to c4 right now might be interesting for Silver, although it's very, very complicated.
Right, so Silver could potentially keep that rabbit safe. Silver needs to also be a little wary of the rabbits advancing on the A file. That could start to become some gold threats there. And Silver has to try to perhaps maybe get that camel developed a little bit. That elephant has prevented the camel from going to the west. And Silver is also quite low on time, only less than 15 seconds. Okay.
So,
yeah, that move looked a little dangerous to me, but I guess the camel is still safe.
Yeah. Well, Silver could have just pushed the camel twice to g7 to establish the hostage. That would have made sense. Maybe it would have let Gold advance the rabbits all the way to a7. This might have been why he didn't completely complete the camel hostage. But here Gold can just push Silver's camel to f4 through the f6 trap. So Silver is threatening a camel frame right now, but I don't think the camel is going to be framed. So I'm not sure whether Gold can try to get some kind of camel exchange No, gold just allows silver to frame the camel on f6, rather than pushing the camel away to f4, and then maybe just, yeah, just trying to... So silver could have tried to withdraw the camel, but possibly, I think possibly gold could have managed to exchange camel, to just trade camels, and that would have been great. Right now, if silver frames the camel on f6, by moving the camel to f5, pushing the camel into f6, and blockading f7 with a g7 rabbit, I'm not too sure if that's a good camel frame or not, because it probably cannot be rotated, or possibly cannot be rotated.
And silver doesn't take that camel frame, and instead starting to get his horse a little bit active. I was kind of surprised that silver retreated the horse that was on the B file rather than advancing it on that couple moves ago.
Yeah, as you said, Gold's A5 rabbits were very threatening, so there is one move where he could have moved, I mean, advanced the horse to C4 to protect his D4 rabbit, and he would have needed to shift, I think, two pieces, so the B7 rabbit and the C7 dog to the east, to the A file and B file, to the west, I'm sorry, to the A file and B file to cover things. But it's true that if Gold can advance his horse on B6, he doesn't care that Silver can advance his horse on B3 or what, because Gold would have the attack and Silver would have nothing but a horse on B3. So I think it was reasonable for Silver to just abandon the rabbit and protect his B6 square. Well, that was reasonable. And once again, Gold could have pushed the camel to F4 on move 33g, and that would have threatened capture on F6. So Silver would not have been able to retreat his camel to D6. So I mean, Silver could not have retreated his camel to D6. So he could have retreated the camel just with three steps. But with three steps, you can just retreat the camel from F4 to D5, I suppose, and then protect F6. So probably Gold could have gotten a camel trade once again, and that would have been for Gold, I think.
Okay, so Gold, on this last move, 33G, has flipped out the cat. That's gonna cause Silver to have to do something about that camel sitting on F6. There won't be a flank there anymore to keep it safe. But quite a few silver pieces are starting to get over onto the gold side here. How do you think Ravitz is going to respond to this, Sean?
Well, I think he has to unfreeze the camel. I was saying that he might unfreeze the camel with the elephant and just somewhat release the camel hostage, even though the camel could not have retreated really all the way. But instead, he's not retreating the cat, he's just advancing pieces. That's tough. So he's going to try to protect everything. So he is advancing several pieces at the same time, and hopefully he's going to unfreeze pieces with other advanced pieces. Here, so Gold once again can push Silver's camel into F4, but instead he pushes it into F6. So this time, I suppose Silver will finally complete this camel hostage pattern by pushing the camel to G7, and then he will have to to move his camel to e6 and horse to e3 or to d4, like he did right now. I think I would have liked to the horse e3 step instead of horse to d4, because gold could not have captured the horse without losing the camel. But he's not even offering a horse for camel trade, so maybe he thinks the camel hostage is worth even more than the difference between a camel and a horse.
Okay, so we're now on move 35G, and Adnak's camel has been taken hostage in exchange for a rabbit. Oh, goodness. What about this, Sean?
Yeah, so apparently Adnak is kind of happy to get a horse for the camel hostage. So in the end, that's going to be camel for a horse and a dog. So Adnak has the horse and dog, and Rabbit has the camel. There has been one rabbit traded on top of that. That's kind of equal. I slightly prefer the horse and dog, I think, but that's very, very close. So I think Rabbit is very happy about that. He used to be materially behind, I think, with his dog for Rabbit's trade. And I think Adnak could even have gotten a horse hostage on top of that, a good horse hostage possibly. But instead, Rabbit has just basically equalized. So it's a whole new game right now.
So Rabbit should be able to save this cat fairly easily, unfreezing it perhaps with the elephant and retreating it back. And both players will then be in a situation where nothing is really threatened and the game opens up again. So it's kind of like, you know, they're charging at each other and some feathers flying off, and then they retreat and going at it again. Okay, so Rabbits has decided to move the cat to the west there, unfreezing it with the dog, and bringing the elephant to the center. Both players moving rather quickly here, trying to build up some reserve time. So overall, whose position do you like here, Jean, or is it pretty much still fairly equal?
Oh, I was having some connectivity issues. I had to reload the game. Well, I don't know. Usually when there are some kind of weird trades like that, one side ends up with an unbalanced army. But here, Silver's army is rather well balanced. Silver has the camel on one wing, and the horse and small pieces on the other wing. So that's rather good as an army balance for Silver, because Silver will just try to hold on to g6 with his camel for the moment, and try to get some elephant deadlock in the west. Either by attacking with an elephant and a horse and forcing gold to defend, either by threatening a rabbit capture, for instance. Silver has a cat on a5, which would be able to threaten the a4 rabbit very quickly. So here, on move 38G, Adnak pulls the horse, and I don't think that's a good move. You don't really want to pull the horse because you are not able to efficiently deal against a horse as gold. So Rabbits can just play exactly this move. I was going to suggest a step with the dog into b6, but moving the camel to g6 is fine as well, maybe even better. So Silver's horse is not threatened, and actually Silver's horse can push into a2 if he wants to attack, and then move towards c2 and try to get some elephant and horse attack there. But for the moment, I suppose Silver will be happy with trying to get a rabbit frame on c6, and then when he has a rabbit frame, he will be able to use his camel in the east. So things are not looking too good right now for gold.
So gold's turn here on 39g, and looks like a possible gold rabbit getting into trouble here soon.
Yeah. So gold could have advanced his horse, actually pushed into b5. Well, I'm not sure whether he could have done that, but he's moving his elephant to d5, and he's certainly planning to push into b6 with his horse if he can. So the question is, maybe Silver should blockade the b5 square right now by moving maybe a dog into b6 or a cat. Oh, and that's even better, pulling the rabbit to b5, so this is a good hostage basket on b5. The rabbit cannot move, gold's horse cannot advance along the b-file, and cannot threaten any piece. So it looks like silver is forcing a frame on c6 right now.
And silver also has a camel available on the east. And if this frame gets the elephant, the gold elephant involved, then silver will seem to have a bit of an advantage here then. Do you agree, John?
Yeah, I agree with that. So I was looking at 39g again, and I think gold could have advanced into b5 with his horse rather than stopping on b4. And just play an elephant step to go closer to d6, and that would have prevented this very nice 39s move. That's very painful to have the rabbit in front rather than the horse in front for gold. So here on move 3s, silver cannot frame the rabbit right now because gold would just push into b6 with his horse. So silver has to prepare to establish this frame, I think, possibly by moving more pieces towards the western wing. So usually when you frame a rabbit during the endgame or a semi-endgame as we are in right now, it's somewhat double-edged because you have to be very careful not to let this advanced framed rabbit turn into a gold threat. So here, that's a nice move by Rabbit. He's going to push the rabbit into c6 with his horse, so he will have a strong frame with the horse on b6, and that's going to be unbreakable. So if silver pushes into b6 with his horse, it's not going to be easy to rotate the elephant out of the frame, but maybe silver doesn't even need to rotate the elephant out. Maybe just playing with the camel in the east will be enough for silver to obtain an advantage.
Looks like the gold rabbit is going to get into trouble here soon. I don't think the horse will be able to do much being there on the A-file. What do you think, John?
Well, right now it's threatening to push into B7. So, he's forcing Silver to establish the frame with the horse. So maybe he was worried that Silver could just frame using the cat, so leaving his horse on b5, framing the rabbit with the cat, and then blockading the b6 square to prevent gold's horse from infiltrating through the a-file, and then perhaps rotating pieces Well, I don't know. So right now, silver is going to push the rabbit into c6 with his horse, and gold could push into b7 with his horse with four steps. So rabbits had to move a rabbit to b8. So that would have been enough, just a rabbit to b8 to blockade b7. Instead, he moved to a8, so that's reasonable as well. And Adanac is going to pull a rabbit. So that's not that's not a very pleasant plan. Silver could have just advanced right now, maybe with his horse, cat, and a5 rabbit to try to to prevent any kind of captures on c3, hopefully. But instead, rabbit is attacking directly the g3 horse with his camel, which looks very, very nice as well. Gold seems in. Oh wow!
So you left a little opportunity there to exchange rabbits, and Adnak seems to have done that.
Yeah, I think he just missed that possible rabbit capture. So that's very nice for Adanac to be able to trade rabbits. And suddenly I would have thought gold was in a really, really bad shape, and now gold is in really good shape because his elephant is free, and suddenly the eastern wing of silver is very severely depleted. So not only gold's camel is going to be in trouble. Silver's camel is going to be in trouble. Gold will be able to like semi-hostage it probably along the edge or somewhere. But even not hostaging the camel, gold could just rush forward right now towards f6 with a horse, with rabbits, with everything. And now silver's army is rather unbalanced now that the camel is out of position and now that he has lost control, at least temporarily, of f6, and really things are starting to look really good for gold suddenly.
So on one move there, with rabbits trying to drag out the horse and allowing the f7 rabbit to be captured, suddenly things seem to have turned around for gold. And Jean definitely likes the gold position here better. And rabbits also seems to be thinking that he's in a bit of trouble, thinking a little bit longer than he has in the past few moves, using up his 90 seconds of move time and now dipping into reserve. He has about 2 minutes and 40 seconds left on this move. He has built up a little bit of reserve, has about 4 minutes or so of reserve built up. But he has to think about how he's going to get this situation back under control.
Yeah, so I don't think he can avoid his camel being taken hostage in over the next few moves. He's playing a very weird move right now. So I was going to say 43S would have probably been moving the elephant to f5 and withdrawing the camel to h5, for instance. And well, let's gold hostage the camel, but that would have at least stopped the attack, the eastern attack for gold. So right now, he's threatening to flip something into e5. Whoa. And so gold had two choices, either move the horse to g5, the elephant to g5, the horse back to g3, and just try to trade a camel for a horse. So silver could have captured the horse on c6, but gold would have captured the camel just afterwards on f3. That would have been great. So I just don't understand the 43S move by silver. And he could also have advanced rabbit all the way maybe to f6, or at least on f5. Instead, he advances to f4 and withdraws a little bit his elephant towards e6. I don't like this move. I don't think the elephant wants to go towards e6. I think, if anything, the elephant wants to go towards Silver's Camel. So I would have left the elephant on f7 to try for the goal attack, maybe. And then maybe later on, if the goal attack does not win the game right now, the elephant would have been close to Silver's Camel and able to go ahead and hostage it, maybe. So Silver is defending against the gold attack, obviously. So gold still has a strong gold attack, but it's very painful to have the elephant on e6 rather than on g6, because now Silver's Camel can just move back to g6 if gold just lets this happen.
So gold threatening. Go ahead, John.
So I was going to say that maybe gold on move 45g can push into g5 with his horse and advance a rabbit to f5 to try to proceed with the gold attack. I think silver would have to hostage the horse, so push the horse to g7 with his camel. But then gold would just cross f6 with his elephant and push silver's camel to g5, and gold would get a very strong attack around f6 with a rabbit, so that would be a material attack and a gold attack, and also would threaten to just capture the camel on f3 within a couple moves. But instead, Adanac, I think that's a bad move by Adanac. I don't see why he moves this rabbit to g4. He should have advanced to f5, I'm pretty sure, to allow the elephant to cross the f6 trap whenever Silver's Camel moves into g6. And also the rabbit would have been closer to goal, so that would have been better, I think.
We'll probably have to ask him after the game about this. It doesn't quite leave the on e3 hanging, but it does leave it a little vulnerable, so that silver could create some threats against it, if wanted to. But here, the obvious move to me seems to be for the silver camel to just come back and take the horse hostage.
Yes, indeed, and that's what he does. So now we have a big problem as gold, because the elephant cannot cross f6. I don't think, I mean, it's not a problem for gold's e3 cat to be hanging, because the focus is not on the cat. Even if silver spends two moves to capture the cat, I mean, first threaten and then capture the cat, gold would just capture on f6 and probably goal within the same time. So that was not a problem. Gold looked almost like he was winning after silver moved his elephant to b4, which was really awkward. But now silver has slowed down the attack a bit. So things are definitely looking better for silver, or at least not as bad. Gold has to worry about silver flipping a horse into b5 and capturing it within two moves. So gold has to threaten something right now. So I see two possibilities. Maybe three. So either advance a piece, like a cat, towards f5 and threaten to push into f7 so pushing the rabbit to e7 if the square is available to block the dog. But that would not have been easy. Or just advance a piece or a cat, I mean either a rabbit or a cat on f5 and cross through the f6 trap with the elephant on next move to dislodge Silver's camel and create a threat on f6. But either way, I'm not sure that this works. I think, well, I don't know, but that's a tough decision, I think, a tough decision for Adenak right here.
So it looks like the game has kind of evened out. Gold wasn't able to sort of capitalize on the weak eastern wing that Silver had, and also there was a potential for the Silver Camel to be taken hostage, but looks like Silver has kind of escaped that, and things are sort of fairly even now. So what should Gold kind of be looking to do here on the we just got the move 46g, and Gold has decided to unfreeze the horse and get it away from the camel so that the gold elephant will be free to move. And we're getting another quick move here from Silver, flipping the horse onto the B file and threatening to capture it in C6. And now back to Gold's move. Any thoughts there, Jean?
Yeah, so I wanted to mention also that when Gold pushed into G6 with his horse on move 45G, I think he should have pushed the rabbit to H6 and not to G7. So when Silver's camel had to hostage the horse, here in the game he could hostage the horse on H6. And now the horse on H6 or even on H7 is not doing anything. If there had been a rabbit on H6, Silver would have pushed the horse, to G7, and the horse on G7 would have been much, much better because it would have been ready to take the F7 square as soon as Gold's elephant deals with Silver's camel. So that's a big difference here. So Gold did an undoable move, so he used three steps to do something that can be undone with just one step. That's looking really, really, really bad for Gold right now. it's very painful to have this horse on H7. I was going to say he had to advance a cat towards F5. To threaten either to push into F7 and attack around F6, or cross through F6 and push Silver's camel, but apparently he couldn't. He probably thought this didn't work tactically, and he Adenak is doing some weird things right now to avoid losing pieces. But in the long run, he's just losing time and. Things are just looking better and better for rabbits with each move. So I suppose here on move 47S, he's just going to withdraw the cat to C7 or even to D6 to free the C6 trap. And with the three other steps, he could maybe pull a rabbit into H6 to threaten capture into both traps. That would be an option.
Okay, so Rabbit's used up his move time and dipping into his reserve. He has about two minutes and 50 seconds of time left on this move. He does have about 5 minutes of reserve built up, and Adenak has built up 10 minutes and 25 seconds of reserve. So both players are in position now where they do have some time to think, and it looks like the game is getting to a point where they might start needing that thinking time. to decide what to do here. Silver to move needs to decide here how to perhaps continue taking that gold horse hostage and threatening the horse on the west. So you sound like you like Silver's position better now, Jean, is that right?
Yeah, definitely so. Well, not definitely, but tactically, it seems to be working fine for Silver. Strategically, his position is still a little bit thin in the east because he just has a camel. But right now, Gold is losing time with each move. He's not attacking with a cat, for instance, so Gold doesn't really have a strong attack, so just moving the cat, the c6 cat to d6, for instance, and then using 3 steps to pull a rabbit to g5 or to h6, seems to be almost winning material for Silver. I don't see in the long run how, in the short term, how Gold is going to cover both traps. I was thinking a couple moves before that Gold would have just to let Silver threaten and maybe capture the horse into c6, and in return attack around f6, but apparently Adanac didn't want to do that. Well, I'm hearing a sound like a player has reconnected right now, so was Rabbits disconnected, perhaps?
I didn't notice which player that was, but yeah, it looks like one of the players went out and came back in really fast. But fortunately, doesn't seem like he lost his connection, and he was able to make a move, although took rather long. Used 4 minutes and 35 seconds to make that move. And he's continued to hold the horse hostage and getting the cat off of c6 to continue threatening the horse on the b file. What do you think about this situation here, Jean?
Well, I'm not sure I like this this long maneuver to try to hostage or threaten the horse. It looks nice to advance the camel and just closer to the horse, but there is really no way technically to get a nice horse hostage for Silver, so I would have just settled for the dumb material threat. As it is, Silver will not be able to threaten capture in f6 on the next move, even if Gold's elephant moves away. So it means Gold has some time to advance pieces and try to get some attack going along the E file and the F file. So he's on 48g, he pushed the cat to c6, I think that was mandatory, and he's advancing the cat to f2 and a rabbit to e4. So I think he could also have advanced the cat all the way to f3 in order to be ready to cover the f6 trap with a cat that could have worked in some lines. In any case, he's trying to get a rabbit plus small pieces attack around f6 and along the e-file.
So Silver's 48s move now, and Silver has tried to take the camel or the horse hostage, but it seems that it's not well positioned, and Gold seems to be making some more progress here, advancing a rabbit along the center, and has at least temporarily blocked up the c6 trap, preventing the gold horse from being captured. Rabbits now used up 90 seconds of his move time and dipping into reserve. Oh, okay. And advances a rabbit on the G file. That was interesting. So what do you think here, Sean?
Yeah, I was going to propose pushing the horse into G7 and advancing the rabbit first to G5 as he just did. So instead he decided to just relocate all his pieces. Well, that makes sense as well. So he had probably to move his dog to E7. That was a given step. And that makes sense to empty the C6 trap, to be still threatening capture on C6. It makes a lot of sense. So on the next move, he's going to push the horse into G7 and probably move the camel into G6 using four steps. So I don't know. Maybe that was a good maneuver in the end to take the horse hostage. It looked to me like Gold might have the time to get a cat plus elephant attack going around F6 before Silver completed his maneuver, but apparently that might not be the case. I don't know, Silver can advance a cat to F5, or no, actually he cannot. That's not easy. I think it's really problematic for Gold to have his two cats back. He didn't advance a cat to F3, for instance, on the previous move. And if he had had a cat on F3, he could have pushed back this G5 rabbit into G6 to deny Silver space to get this horse hostage in a proper fashion, or in a reasonable fashion. As things stand, Gold's army is not advanced enough to be able to prevent this maneuver as far as I can see.
Okay, interesting. And it's Gold's turn here. Gold, thinking for a while, used up 90 seconds of move time and getting into reserve here. And well, it looks like Gold might still be able to, get some pieces around F6 and create some threats, but he might have to get that horse freed up first, though. That horse on B5, Gold really hasn't had an opportunity to bring a piece over to get it unfrozen. And here now, Gold seems to have offered a horse for a rabbit exchange. Is that right, John?
Yeah, it looks like it. I think that's a very reasonable move. Gold could have unfrozen the horse and pushed into A5 on the previous move instead, and Silver would have completed his hostaging maneuver, so Gold's elephant would have had to cover F6 again, and Silver's elephant would have re-established the horse threat around C6. But all in all, that's a reasonable trade for Gold to get at least a rabbit for the horse and possibly some kind of attack. But it's not as good a trade as it should have been. Gold lost a lot of time by playing this losing three steps game, playing things which could be undone in one step, and covering C6 with the elephant. I think he should just have abandoned the horse right away, just let Silver capture the horse if he wanted to, and attacked around F6 all out directly. That would have yielded better results than the position right now. So he's got he's getting a rabbit and he's getting some kind of goal attack, but the problem is that Silver can just push the F5 rabbit back on the next move, back to F4, and that would just stop short the goal attack. So gold could capture the f5 rabbit and advance the f7 rabbit and advance his f5 rabbit into f6. But then he would just get frozen. I mean, just get framed on f6 by a horse and a camel, by a dog and a camel, and things are not looking too good for gold right now.
Okay, interesting. We're definitely starting to get here into an endgame, waiting for Adnak to decide what he's going to do here on 50g. Most likely he'll capture the rabbit on f7. Do you think he might cross through f6 and come over to the g-file there, Jean?
Yes, he could. I mean, all options seems really, really bad for him. If he doesn't, then Silver's elephant is just going to push the rabbit back to f4, and the attack is stopped short, and Silver has a horse on b6, which is going to dive into b3 and get a strong goal attack along the a and b file, and I mean material attack and goal attack. But if he crosses to g6, then Silver's elephant is going to push the rabbit back to f4 anyway, and locate itself on f5, and Gold's elephant would be kind of trapped in the g6 corner, and would have to walk a long way to come back into play. So Silver's horse would be able to attack meanwhile and get lots of good things going. So both ways are looking really, really bad for Silver right now. So I expect on 50s, on move 50s, Silver to just push this f5 rabbit back to f4 with his elephant. And Gold has just no plan to make further progress as far as I can see, while Silver has a clear plan with his very powerful horse.
And that's what Silver does, pushes the rabbit back. And now, I suppose things are looking pretty good for Silver here.
Yes, really good. I am at loss to offer a plan for Gold. I have no idea what can be done. It looks like his elephant has to stay around f6. But his horse is hostage, and Silver's b6 horse is unmatched, and Gold's gold defense is just so depleted that it's going to be super hard to hold to the southwestern corner for more than a few moves without losing material.
Is there a possibility that Gold might be able to capture some of these this rabbit here that's advanced on the G file, or you don't think that's going to happen?
Oh, that's interesting. Right. So that's better than anything I can come up with. And apparently anything that Adnak could come up with, because his 51G doesn't seem to achieve much. I mean, besides the cat move to g3, which is very interesting, as you say, so he can try to create a material threat on f3. And then it's true that without the elephant, Silver will have a hard time to properly hold on to f6. But I don't know why he moves his elephant away from e6. Probably he thinks Silver's horse attack is too strong. And well, actually I agree, Silver's horse attack would be very strong. So here he's just hanging a rabbit. So Silver could capture a rabbit by crossing the f6 trap. And then I suppose he would flip the e6 horse into e4. And that would be a forced capture, I suppose. So actually, probably Silver could just go after the horse. So silver can capture the f4 rabbit at the cost of the e6 dog probably, but silver could capture the hostage horse in return. So that looks reasonable for silver.
So even losing that rabbit for a dog, you don't think gold will be able to come back to continue keeping that horse hostage?
Well, he would be, after silver captures the rabbit, gold would be flipping the horse to e4, and then silver could just push the horse with his camel towards, I don't know, towards g7, maybe moving a cat to e6, in order to allow the elephant to cross f6. So if gold just captures the dog, then silver just captures the horse on f6.
Okay, I was thinking that gold didn't capture the dog right away, but just got it into trouble on that move. But anyway,
yes, indeed.
So it looks like silver has decided not to capture that f4 rabbit quite yet. It's still a threat, but also the horse is a threat now, and the gold elephant will certainly have to come back here to to protect f6, either that or gold will have to say, I'll give up some pieces and take the dog instead. You think gold might decide to just exchange a dog for a horse here, John? Or that doesn't look like it's going to happen?
Well, if gold gets a dog for a horse and a rabbit, so you were right. Gold didn't have to capture the dog right away, and so actually I agree. Maybe rather than capturing the dog, he could have pushed it into f4 and moved the elephant to f5. So indeed that looked okay for gold. So I suppose maybe silver could not have captured the rabbit, and both players maybe made the right decision and realized the. I mean, calculated the proper tactics while I couldn't. But, well, I think silver would be very happy to capture the horse and the rabbit in return for the dog, because he would have the horse on the B-file and the camel along the G-file, which would be the strongest pieces, and so gold's elephant would just be would not be able to cover both wings at the same time, and gold would have no plan. So Adenak doesn't try that, and I think he's right about it. So he's advancing a rabbit to h6. I like it. I think it's a very good move. He would have been super happy to be able to advance the second rabbit to h5. That would have been great, but as things stand, silver is probably going to move his own rabbit to h5, so that the h6 gold rabbit will be at least frozen, so that should slow down things. And with the three remaining steps, I guess silver will advance his horse to b4, and maybe rabbit to a5, to a4. Getting a very, very strong goal attack around c3. And actually, silver could push into c3 with all four steps here on move 52s. Maybe that would be dangerous. That would let gold advance rabbits maybe to g7, all the way to g7. So that would be somewhat dangerous. And I suppose just playing the safe way by moving a rabbit to h5 and just almost stopping gold's goal attack, that will be enough for silver, and then he's got this strong horse attack along the b-file.
So do you think that one step of advancing that h-file rabbit for silver would be enough, and then he could probably use three steps to start building his attack on the west?
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, the only way gold could do anything about about the Gaul attack in the east, he's used his elephants and probably move his elephants to f7 and then try to mess with the camel. But that would be very long, and Silver's attack along the A file and B file would be quicker, I think. And so instead, Silver used more defensive steps, advancing a rabbit to H7. That's interesting. I don't think that's a great step. I mean, anyway, Gold will have to push into F7 with his elephant. So basically, the cat step that Silver played will force a one step loss by Gold. So that will be a trade. There will be trading steps, and likewise the H7 rabbit. So this was one step, and Gold would probably take one step to push into H7 when the horse is unfrozen. So that's kind of an even trade. So all in all, it's going to amount to basically the same as attacking directly, I suppose. There are a lot of rabbits for Gold on this wing, but it's going to be very difficult to get them into action because all three lines, the F, G and H file are just blockaded by Silver right now. So Silver's A file attack is going to be decisive, I think.
Okay, so Gold, after thinking for about a minute and 48 seconds, has made a move to start unfreezing the horse. And perhaps get it away from the camel, and then the gold elephant would be available to get into the action and move towards the west. Do you think that would be a little bit too long there, Jean, or is this a good plan that Gold has going here?
Oh, he's not going to relocate his elephant towards the east. I think it's his last chance right now. And I think what he would like to do if Adanac had the move right now, he would push into G8 with his horse, pushing the rabbits to F8 probably. And then he would hope to push Silver's camel to G5 with his elephant and get a strong goal attack with the H6 rabbit. So if he had two moves, he could get almost the first goal, I think. So if he could just play these two moves, he would have almost a first goal attack. The problem is that, so I think Gold is not going to move his elephant. He's going to try for the goal attack if Silver lets him do that. But I think Silver has a quicker attack. Right now, Silver can push into B3 with his horse, advancing the rabbit to A5. And not only that would threaten capture on C3, which would be deadly, because the rabbit would go next, but also this threatens to pull the B2 rabbit the A3 rabbit by advancing into B2 with the horse, and advancing the rabbit all the way to A2, and that would be a first goal as well. So I think rabbit has a quicker goal attack right now by playing four attacking steps.
Interesting. So we could be getting into a bit of a race situation here. And Silver only took one step there on the east to bring a cat a little bit over, and didn't quite do the steps on the west as you were thinking, Jean. Instead, he's deciding to pull the dog back towards the silver side.
That's
slow things down for the silver attack or the silver gold threats then, and perhaps give gold some opportunity here.
I totally agree. I think that's a blunder. I mean, capturing a dog into C6 is just so slow. So we are looking at a 4 move or more likely a 5 or 6 move goal attack for silver by capturing a dog into C6, then trying to capture another dog into C3 and then try to goal. And here's gold, maybe now gold's goal attack is quicker. So silver will have to defend. Silver cannot just attack right now. So gold can push into g8 with the horse, pushing the rabbit into f8, move his elephant to g7, freezing silver's camel, and actually maybe pulling the f8 rabbit into f7 would be interesting. And then silver would be in grave danger, because gold would threaten to push the camel to g5, and push into f7 with his own horse, pushing the silver's rabbit into f6. So he would just push all the defenders away from the g-file and the f-file. And then the h6 rabbit would be a very, very dangerous goal threat, maybe even a forced goal. So right now, on move 45g, we are looking at gold moving his elephant to g7, horse to f8, horse to g8, and silver's rabbit to f7, and that's a strong goal attack. Silver will have to work a lot to defend against that. Oh, maybe he can unfreeze his camel with a rabbit and push the h6 rabbit back into h5. That would do the job. Okay, so how about for gold using only 3 steps to move the elephant to g7 and use the 4th step as a rabbit to g5 step to prevent silver from unfreezing his camel with the h5 rabbit. So Adenak does not do that, and I think that's a mistake. I think this rabbit step is actually a defensive step. He's going to help defend the C3 trap to slow down Silver's goal attack. But I think he missed that Silver could just unfreeze the camel with the H5 rabbit and push the H6 gold rabbit back to H5, and that would just stop short the gold goal attack.
Wow, so he's rabbits here, kind of also moved his elephant way towards the east. It's kind of a strange situation here, huh?
Yeah, that's a good move as well. I mean, maybe I was a bit blind, so I didn't realize he could defend with his elephant. And so, indeed, it looks like gold doesn't have anything right now. So, even though silver is attacking rather slowly, still gold doesn't have a strong goal attack, so it's not that bad for silver. I suppose now gold will have to try something that you mentioned. So now that his horse is free, he has to relocate his elephant closer to the center. And well, if Silver's horse pushes a dog back towards C6, then he will have to try to defend everything, try to see if he can avoid captures on both C6 and F6. That's going to be hard, but he can try to do that.
Okay, and both players are getting into really tense situations here. And perhaps we could be getting some gold threats coming up shortly. It's gold's move, 55G, and Adenak has just used up his move time and dipping into reserve. Okay, so the elephant to get it a little bit towards the center. What do you think about this here, Jean?
Well, I think he had two choices. He could just withdraw his dog with two steps, as he did there, or he could just have pushed into e7 with his elephants to relocate closer to c6, and silver could not have captured on f6. I think that were the two possibilities. The question here is whether silver can force a rat capture. So again, silver can push into c3 with his horse and advance a rabbit to a4. This would be a strong move, not as strong as last time he could do that, because now gold has a rabbit on c4 to help defend c3. So he can do that. That would be still strong. Or he can just push the c4 rabbit to c5. With the horse and force the capture, because gold's elephant is 5 steps away from covering c6. So he can force a rabbit capture, but I think it might be even stronger to push into b3 and advance the rabbit to a4 again. And actually he doesn't do any of these things, and he's actually hostaging the horse with the elephant. I don't like this move. I don't think it was necessary. I think gold's elephant would have had to leave f7 at some point, and so the f6 camel could go through f7 and g7 and hostage the horse again. So I think rabbit is maybe not letting Ananak off the hook, but he's not crushing Ananak as he could do. So Ananak still has some chances here, even though his position is still bad, but it's still a game right now. So maybe gold could push into e6 with his elephant to cover f6 and threaten capture on c7. So push the cat to e8 and push the dog to, I don't know, to f6. So that he can avoid capture on both traps. And on the next move, he will be able to either get some goal attack with his c4 rabbit and elephant in the west, or go after silver's horse, go after the b4 horse. So I think, yeah, gold is still in the game right now. Silver's elephant is passive on g7. And silver is not threatening, is not forcing capture. He should have forced a capture by leaving his dog on d6. That would have forced the capture by pushing the rabbit to c5. But here pushing the dog to f6 looks very decent for gold.
Well, this game has gotten longer than most people predicted. Most people were predicting about in the mid 40s, and now we're at move 56G. Still we don't have any very strong gold threats going. Still the position is somewhat in a struggle, and looks like gold has to think about perhaps if he wants to save that rabbit or threaten some silver pieces. And looks like gold is choosing to threaten some silver pieces.
Yeah, so he played basically as expected, but he pushes the dog to e5 instead of f6. That's another reasonable move, but I liked f6 better, but So we should take a look at the material, I suppose. I thought silver should win quickly, so I didn't even count the material. But so now it's not so bad for gold. He's down a camel, but he's up a rabbit and a dog. So a rabbit and a dog for a camel is still a material disadvantage. But he's got some advanced rabbits, and advanced rabbits are just everything in an endgame. That's the bread and butter endgame Wow, and so on 56S, Rabbits is leaving his C7 cat hanging. So as gold, I think I would capture this cat on 57G on C7. So sure, silver could capture a horse, but then gold could advance a rabbit all the way to B6. I mean, either to C6 or to B6. And that would be a very strong gold attack, probably worth the difference between a cat and a horse. So that's definitely an option for gold, and I don't really see any other option, to be honest, because now silver is threatening to come back into the game with his elephant. So I think gold has to go ahead and kind of sacrifice the horse, but it's not too much of a sacrifice, and the gold threat generated by the C4 rabbit will be just tremendous, I think.
Yeah, very interesting line, if Adnak decides to go with that, and I'm sure he'll probably be looking at that option here. And he does have quite a bit of time in reserve, well, actually around 3 minutes and 50 seconds, to think about this, and he's just used up his move time. So silver has gotten the elephant back into the action, handing that horse off to the camel. And as Jean mentioned, gold does not seem to have many prospects other than perhaps starting to create a strong gold threat on the west by exchanging a cat for a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think gold will capture this C7 cat for sure. Then silver probably has to capture a horse, unless this was a cat blunder. And then the move I suggested, to advance the rabbit all the way to B6 probably doesn't work. Oh, yeah, okay, so gold would have to unfreeze the C4 rabbit, and he should use the B3 dog, so move the B3 dog to C3, and advance the rabbit to B6. I mean, either to C6, and probably follow with the dog, or to B6. Both moves look very, very strong to me.
And once gold gets that gold threat going, I guess silver will have to bring a lot of pieces there towards the west, I suppose. Now, one other option is that I guess silver could capture that horse going through F6 so that he has some leeway there, so that at least his camel could come over to help protect C6 as well when that rabbit gets advanced.
Actually,
he can't do that, right? Because the gold rabbit on the H file. Yeah, so
yes,
that camel
yes.
is kind of stuck there. He has to capture with the camel pretty much being there on the east.
Yes, and to be honest, I think he can. Whoa, and Adnak doesn't even capture the cat, so I'm. I have no idea why he doesn't. Really, I think if silver captures the horse with the camel ending up on G6, I think that's almost a forced goal, by advancing the rabbit to C6 and freezing it with the B3 dog, and maybe advancing the C3 dog to C4, and then I really don't see how silver can stop this. Silver cannot frame the rabbit. He cannot pull the he cannot pull the rabbit back if the dog had been on C4. So really, I think the capturing the cat for dog was maybe winning. Silver could not have captured the the horse, Silver, I think, would have had to stop the goal attack by relocating pieces, and Gold could have proceeded trying to capture pieces on c3 or c6 in exchange for the g7 piece, and I think was at least capturing a cat and then trying to proceed with and come up with something.
So here on 57s, you expect Silver to just capture this rabbit in c6 then?
Yeah, that looks great. Protecting c6 and capturing a rabbit. At this point, a rabbit is worth a lot. I mean, an advanced rabbit is worth more than a piece probably. So this c4 rabbit is worth really, really a lot. Just capturing it is huge. And I'm not sure what Adanac. Oh, so I suppose Adanac intends to push Silver's camel into f6 with his elephants and try to force a goal up the h file with an elephant and a horse. So perhaps that worked. So maybe Silver could not capture the rabbit.
That was a rather interesting move. Silver decided to just flip the rabbit on the A file, or on the H file, over to the F file. It actually looks a little bit more dangerous being on the F file, but I guess not.
I'm not too sure. At least if Gold captures the C7 cat, at least he has to let his F6 rabbit die, which is a relief for Silver. Still, Gold can capture this cat because he gets a strong goal attack, so Silver has to try to defend the west if he captures the cat, but he should have done so on the previous move, not right now where he loses a rabbit on f6. And I'm not too sure what he can do if he doesn't capture the cat. Well, actually, he can advance the rabbit to d7, by moving the rabbit to e6, unfreezing it with the elephant on e7, and advance the f6 rabbit to d7. And, oh well, Silver can capture the rabbit with 4 steps, and then Gold can capture the cat with 3 steps. So that would be one step better than capturing the cat right away. Also, Silver could try to just protect against the goal. No, actually, it might not. Well, I don't know. So that was a very, very strange move. Yeah, definitely. Things are very tense. So on 58g, Gold pushed into g6 with his elephant, but Silver can capture the e6 rabbit. Oh, maybe he can. Yeah, I think he can capture the e6 rabbit into c6, and I don't think Gold can advance this g5 rabbit far enough for the to prevent the camel from pushing it back to g5 on next move. So I think this move was a blunder by Adanac. He still had at least 2 viable options, advance to d7 with the f6 rabbit, or capture the cat once again. That would have been much worse than capturing it the first time around, but well. And here I don't see how he could proceed with the attack along the g-file. I think he would need 5 steps to get anything going, and even 6 steps to get anything serious going, and he has 4 steps, unfortunately.
Yeah, he passed up capturing that cat 2 moves in a row there. And kept focusing here on the attack on the east. I guess, you know, could be that he didn't think that attack there on the west could become strong, but interesting. So does it look like gold doesn't have much opportunity for, wow, I was going to say for creating a gold threat here on the east, but looks like he currently does have a gold threat going with this last move.
Yeah, and so if silver just lazily moves the camel to g6 and doesn't do anything else about it, then I suppose gold will pull the camel into f6 with two steps and advance the g5 rabbit and the g4 cat with the two other steps to to force this rabbit forward and prevent this rabbit from being pushed back. But still, that would be very, very slow because silver could just push the rabbit back to h6. So I suppose it's not even a threat. So right now, on move 59s, silver could just use one step for defense, move the camel into g6, and three steps for attack. So that would be pushing into b3 with the horse and advancing the a5 rabbit to a4 once again, which he should have done a long time ago, but that's still reasonable, a reasonable attack. So I suppose he's probably not going to do that if he didn't play it the last time around. So he could have flipped the rabbit to f4. That would have been good, I think. And instead, he's blockading the g6 square. But I don't like this move, and Adanac very quickly plays on 60g, the move I was advocating against the single-step defense. And now, having occupied h6, is very detrimental to silver because he cannot push the rabbit to h6. And this looks like a very, very strong gold attack for gold once again. So that's just going back and forth. But maybe gold is winning right now. So silver can push into f7 with his camel. So that's mandatory. And he has to be careful because gold will try to push the f7 camel away with his elephant. So probably silver has to push the horse to e7 with the camel. And maybe, so I'm not too sure. He has to put the camel into f7, maybe pushing the cat to f8 or to e7. To e7 it looks better. And he's using two steps with the cat towards g8. And that looks very reasonable. But still, gold has a strong gold attack. Gold can just push into f7 with his elephant through f6. And that's a very strong gold attack right now.
So things are looking a little better for gold. And silver has been rather slow to work on the gold attack on the west. Sean has been mentioning for several moves now, but perhaps he feels that hasn't been getting the right opportunity to do that. Gold has managed to continue keeping the pressure on in the east, and the horse is a little bit freed up here now for gold. Do you think gold is going to move that horse away over towards the west or continue pressing it towards the east here?
I think gold has lots of options right now. I can't look away from pushing into f7 with the elephant. Optically, it looks like the right thing to do, to proceed with the gold attack. And as the last move, I think gold can envision moving his horse to d7, freezing silver's pieces. Maybe not. He can just leave his horse where it is. and do something else, like advance the H1 rabbit in order to advance later on towards G3 and maybe help unfreeze the G5 cat to advance with a cat and a rabbit. So instead, he's as you mentioned, he pushes into C7 with the horse. So he's going after the western goal attack at least. And so now things are very different because he has the horse available, and the G6 rabbit is a very strong goal threat. Well, that's tough for Silver here. How to defend? So now Silver can no longer think about attacking in the west. Now Silver is defending in the west. Suddenly, I think he might have to withdraw his horse and forget about the goal attack and just defend against goal attacks on both wings. But Adanac is looking really, really good right now. Materially, the game is almost even. A camel for a dog and a rabbit, that would be a great trade as an opening trade. But in an end game like that, with only 5 and 6 rabbits left, the extra rabbit is worth a lot. And above all, gold has 2 advanced rabbits, one on G6 and one on C4. That gives him 2 very strong goal threats. So I think gold is ahead right now. I certainly wouldn't take silver pieces if I had the choice. So if silver had time, he could frame the rabbit into F6 with his G8 cat, but he doesn't have time right now. So silver could just move the horse to C5 or to B6. But if he moves the horse to B6, then gold will, I mean, at least can advance the rabbit to C6, following up with a dog on C5, which would seem terrific. And if he advances, if silver on move 61S moves the horse to C5, then gold can at least advance the rabbit to B5, maybe even to B6 by just letting the C3 dog die. So that would be a strong goal attack too. Well, no, maybe that wouldn't work. No, that would be that wouldn't work. But still, gold has a strong goal attack going on both sides, because right now on the next move, gold can push into F7 with his elephant, pushing the camel away. And so rabbit uses 2 steps with the horse in the west and uses 2 steps to bring the cat to G7 and kind of defend against this pushing the camel to F8 maneuver. Still gold can push into F7 with his elephant. That's possible. He can certainly advance the rabbit to C6. That looks great. Advancing the rabbit into C6 and probably following up with a dog into C5. And silver could flip the rabbit away, not with his dog, because his dog is frozen, but with his horse, to B5, but still gold could be able to unfreeze it and advance it back to C6. So the other possibility is to advance the rabbit into C6 and push the dog to D5 for gold. So that would be a strong goal plus material attack around C6. So first advance the rabbit on C6 and push the dog into D5. Oh, but that wouldn't threaten capture on C6, but that might threaten goal. I'm not sure. Maybe this doesn't work. Gold can also flip the d5 dog into f6 to weaken the western defense. No, that doesn't look good either, because the dog would replace the silver elephant. So right now, yeah, I just see advancing the rabbit to c6 and maybe following up with the dog as he plays. And he could also have advanced the rabbit just to c5 and pushed into f7 with his elephant. I think both moves would have been very strong goal attack moves.
Okay, so looks like things are heating up and gold seems to be in a pretty good position here. Gold has, only 24 seconds in reserve, and silver also only 27 seconds in reserve. So both players are getting low on reserve. We're on move 62S now, and this game has been quite grueling, and I'm sure both players must be getting a little exhausted here, but it's been quite a game.
Yes, I'm sure they're totally exhausted. I'm exhausted just by commentating the game, so they must be destroyed. And they're just playing with their 1:30 time for each move, and they basically don't have any reserve left now. So that's very hard to compute the tactical things in just 1 minute and a half. All silver pieces were more or less frozen, so silver could have flipped the c6 rabbit into b5 with his horse. That would have been one way. Instead, he manages to free his camel using a cat and a rabbit to protect against the g6 rabbit. But maybe that's a losing move. Maybe Adanac can push into f7 with his elephants and push the cat away to e7, and that would threaten goal in one with a g6 rabbit. And I just don't see how silver is going to defend against that. So silver could push into g5 with his elephant and then into g6, pushing the rabbit to f6. That would avoid a goal in one. But gold would just advance his cat to f5, move away with his, blam blam blam. So I don't know, maybe pushing the cat, the f7 cat into f8 works for gold. I'm not sure.
Does look quite strong.
Yeah. So if he pushes the cat to e7, yeah, he does. Oh, right, and he has a free step, so he can move the rabbit to g4. Very nice move by Adanac. So I was suggesting after this move, if he hadn't played the rabbit step to g4, rabbit might have pushed the g5 rabbit into f6 by pushing through g5. But now he cannot, and that looks like a forced goal. Tux says it's a goal in the chat room, and I agree with that. I just don't see how silver can defend right now.
Wow, amazing. That was a very fast ending there. Looked like the game might have had, you know, chances of getting longer, but suddenly Adanac found a very interesting move here on 63G.
Yes, that's a great move. Very, very nice move. So this last step, this first step actually, because he played the rabbit step first, it just made the difference. But actually, the game was, well, it turned around several times, so that was a very, very exciting game. So I think both players kind of missed opportunities
to seal the and ensure the victory when they were leading, especially rabbits. But it was very nice, and both managed to come back and fight back and get the, oh no, that's not a forced goal in one. Rabbit finds a tactical save, so this loses the elephant, so the game is over anyway. But that's a nice save, so it's not a not a goal in one.
Yeah, that was an interesting save. I hadn't even considered that possibility.
Yeah, me neither.
So, well, actually, so would it be goal in one now, or is it stoppable again with getting the cat back there onto G8?
Yeah, it's stoppable. I think he has to move the cat to G8, so the dog to E8 and the camel to E7. In order to block the goal into the F8 square, so that stops the goal in one, but I mean it's going to be a goal in two or three. Awesome game anyway, very strong fighting, very nice goal attack in the end by Edenak. This idea of moving the horse towards C7 was not my first instinct, but seeing how things turned out, it seems that Edenak made the right decisions. It's really too bad for Rabbits that he didn't conclude the game with a Western goal attack earlier on when he had the opportunity to do so. And now that's a goal on 65G. So wow, congrats Edenak and congrats to both players. That was a very, very exciting game.
Yes, indeed it was. So the game has ended here now on 65S with gold winning. Congratulations to Greg Meng, also known as Edenak. And also congratulations to Rabbits, Gregory Clark, defended quite well there at the very end. And gave a very good game. Both players went back and forth several times. If the players are able to come into TeamSpeak, maybe we can ask them a few questions.
Hi, Omar.
Hello, Greg. Congratulations. And so how did you feel about this game?
Oh, I was happy with my goal attack, but I had about 7 or 8 blunders I wish I could take back, and most of them I knew they were mistakes, right? I can't believe how many mistakes I made, and I was getting pretty upset with myself. But once I got the second goal attack in the West, then I started to feel that I was turning around. But I knew I was losing badly for a long time, and I knew that that A5 rabbit was probably going to kill me at some point with the horse fighting against two dogs. So I was very fortunate to escape. I was winning, then I was losing, and I thought I was for sure I had no chance to come back, and then at the end, now I'm relieved. I'm quite happy.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where, towards the end there, we were looking at the possibility of you capturing the cat on C7. You had two opportunities to do that, but it would require, on the one, it would require losing your horse in exchange for it, and another one you'd have to give up a rabbit for that. Did you consider those options?
Yeah, I put quite a bit of thought into that. And there was another time when rabbits flipped a rabbit from H6 to F6, and I think I could have advanced my rabbit to D7 and then captured the cat on the following move there too. There were a bunch of tactics I was looking at, and several times I could have captured a piece, but every time I had a chance to capture a piece, it would have caused a weakness somewhere else. So I was never 100% comfortable with those captures. Luckily at the end I was able to build a position with two strong attacks on each wing, because earlier in the game I looked like I had no chance on the western wing at all. I was very, very surprised I escaped like that.
Well, congratulations. Jean, did you have anything that you might want to ask Greg here?
Well, I just want to say congrats to Greg. Very, very, well, very strong fighting game and very nice goal attack in the end. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks. I look forward to listening to your commentary afterwards and seeing where I messed up, although some of them are pretty obvious.
Yeah, I suppose I could ask you questions, but maybe I think we are both too tired to talk about the move, maybe. So just congrats and congrats to Rabbids as well, because it was a very nice game for the spectators in particular, very very eventful.
Yeah, sorry to put you through 3.5 hours of commentary there, but I'm glad. I'm glad everyone's survived to the end here. Thanks.
Well, we did more than survive. It was very, very entertaining and very pleasant. And yeah, that's a nice game.
It was indeed quite a dramatic game, going back and forth several times, and eventually ended with gold winning here on move 65. And I'd like to thank Jean for providing excellent commentary throughout the game. Game was almost 3.5 hours long. Also, I'd like to thank our sponsors, IGGameCenter.com, Z-Man Games, WYPS, and LittleGollum.net for sponsoring this year's Arima World Championship. And also the members of the Arima community who have contributed to the prize fund. Thank you very much. And definitely the players for giving us such a spectacular game today. And thanks everyone who have come out to watch the game. I saw around 35 or so players logged into the game room, and there was about 20 people on the radio and several people here in TeamSpeak. So we had quite a spectatorship here on this game. And so tomorrow we have a couple more games lined up. Very interesting matches coming up as well tomorrow. Let me just take a quick look, see what we have coming up. We have tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have Chess and Go versus Nombro. And then at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Hippo versus Fritzlin. So two exciting games coming up tomorrow. So I hope you'll be able to join us for that. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, and bye-bye.